السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال ربنا العزيز في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. One of the most important advices and manners that we have in our faith and in our book is that when we receive a news from any source, whether be it live, spoken, or with WhatsApp, as nowadays most of our news are, alhamdulillah, from WhatsApp, or any other source, we should fatabayyanu, we should verify before spreading, before publishing it, before sharing it, before even believing in this, we should verify. And the first place to verify is the brain. Allah has given us something called the brain to process this news, to process what we hear before we believe in it and embrace it and advocate it and then spread it and publish it. We must first filter it within our brains. We should question the validity, authenticity, the value. Is this really right, what is being said? Is it logical or illogical? Is it rational or irrational? And then we believe in it. Then we permit ourselves to publish it and share it with others. فَتَبَيَّنُوا. It's very important that we don't share any piece of information or news if we are not certain that this is right, what I am saying is right. It's very important. This is not good only for the society, the welfare of the society, the protection, the maturity of the society. This is good for the person himself. If a person shares any gossip that he hears, any rumors, and then people find out that this is not right, people are not going to respect that person. People are not going to even believe, even if he speaks the truth later on, people are not going to pay attention to him because he's not a reliable source. We have to be a reliable source when we speak, because a speech is a responsibility. We have to go through fact-finding mission. Anytime we hear any news, fact-finding mission. Is this right or wrong? Is this logical or illogical? Can this really be happen? Or maybe it's a myth that people circulate it among themselves. So I should not be part of that. A society that allows itself to spread rumors is an irrational society. Is a society that is incoherent, a society that lacks wisdom, deprived of wisdom and reason and sound judgment. And this is not a good model for an Islamic society. But the society that fights rumors and gossips, the society that makes sure that this is right, this is correct, what I'm going to say, I know 100% it's correct. Then you may share it. This is how we nurture our families, our societies, and ourselves too. Not sharing the news before knowing the source, before knowing the intention, the motives behind this, whether this is right or wrong. إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ. Iniquitous. Fasiq is what, someone who's sinful. He just throws something, a bombshell in the community, and look how it reverberates. Look how people are naive. They believe in what I said. فَتَبَيَّنُ. تَبَيَّن is a very important verb, very important action. تَبَيَّن, ascertain, make sure. Make sure that this is right. List. You inflict a damage. أَن تُصِيبُ قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. You inflict a damage of innocent community, innocent family, innocent individual. You inflict a damage and hurt upon him. أَن تُصِيبُ قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. Out of ignorance, you are hurting people. فَتُصْبِحُ. Then later on, you're going to be remorseful. But too late, after you did the damage, it's too late to be remorseful. In our judgments, in our evaluations of the people, we have to be careful. Very careful. Very careful. We have to find the facts first. Examine it. Islam against being shallow-minded. Shallow-minded is unacceptable in Islam. To believe in everything you hear. This is a sign of shallow-mindedness. When someone allows himself or herself to believe in every rumors, in every news, in every analysis that they hear. And nowadays, in the past, you had to turn on the television to listen to the news or the radio. Nowadays, you have it in your pocket with you. Always, they send you. From morning till past midnight. They send you all sorts of things. So rumors are spreading even faster, faster than the speed of light because of modern technology. And therefore we have to be more careful now. We have to be more careful, more smart, more intelligent, more pious. Sometimes the rumors are spreaded by fasiq, someone who's sinful, someone who does not fear God. Sometimes it's not by a fasiq, someone who's a mu'min, but naive, gullible. Someone who's simple-minded. He doesn't think. His intention is not to hurt, but he's hurting intentionally, unawaringly. He doesn't know that he's, when you listen and spread, where is your aql, where is your reason? You have to be careful. And sometimes the rumors are spreaded by someone who's neither fasiq, he's religious, he's observant, he's practicing, nor naive, he's not naive, but he sits among a group of people and they say something bad, they accuse, and he's silent. Or he agrees with them because he wants to join the group. It's embarrassing for him to look as a black sheep among those who grew. So I would join them. And sometimes he agrees with them. And sometimes he adds a story of his own self. This is also not good. Not good. A major sign of intelligence, my friends, is that you don't believe in anything that is said unless you verify. This is a major sign of aql and maturity and intelligence. If you find this person with this quality, that is an intelligent person. And if you find someone who believes in everything, and he spreads that, I mean, he's number one. He wants to reach the biggest audience. He wants to be the winner of spreading the news. Then this is a sign of being unintelligent. And Allah wants the believer to be the most intelligent people. Very intelligent. Has given us the brain, as I said, to process what we hear, to process it first, to analyze it, to think about it. Is this possible or not? Is the date, the time, the person, the society, the action? We have to think about them. And then we might accept them and we might not. We might reject them. إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. The most important rule has to be فَتَبَيَّنُوا first. You have to be certain. You have to investigate. Investigate with your own mind. Sometimes your mind is going to give you the answer. You don't have to go and ask others. Your mind will say, this is false. This is impossible. It can't happen. فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالًا. We need to keep the society and the families strong, strong. Not just we go to the doctor and they give us vaccination. This is one side of it. The other side is morally strong by avoiding what hurts the society, what hurts people's reputations. We have to stay away from that. This is how you keep your society healthy, progressive. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytih at-tayyibin at-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أقعد أبو زينب وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العلي العظيم Many people are asking me about what do I think or what do my religion thinks about Valentine's Day. Regardless of what we think, whether this is a legitimate or illegitimate, whether this is part of the pagan traditions, there is a lot of debate around that. But one thing there is no question about it. That is love and feelings and emotions are part and parcel of us, of our humanity. Being a human being, insan, you must love. And you must be loved too. It's reciprocal. If you want to survive, if you want to lead a healthy life, you must love and being loved too. If you hear some people telling you, I don't believe in love, you know, nothing exists, nothing called love exists, those people, they are cuckoo. You know, they have a problem. Because of divorce, because of conflict, because of, you know, they don't have healthy relationship with their families. But this is something embedded in all religions, embedded in God himself, embedded in the prophets, in religion, in the Quran. Listen to the Quran in Surah Ar-Rum. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. God is the one who created, engendered among your hearts love. Can you deny something that God created? وَجَعَلَ, He جَعَلَ. God created this. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ, among the families, the husband and the wife, the parents and the children, and the friends. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. This is one of the principles of, and the foundations and the fundamentals of marriage. Love is a fundamental of marriage, fundamental of our life, so we cannot deny it. However, there are two types of love. One of them is positive and constructive, that builds the people and helps them and nurtures them. One of them is a negative and disordered love that destroys their life and destroys their relationships too. What are the positive love? Positive love is when you love, loving the proper things, number one, proper things. Properly, number two. You have to love the proper things properly. Sometimes you fasten the seat of your affection and feelings and love upon the wrong object, the wrong person. A person who does not deserve love. A person who himself lacks and does not believe in love and does not appreciate love. So when you connect yourself emotionally with that person, after a period of time, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to lose when there is no connection. When someone you give and you sacrifice, but he's not willing to do the same. He turns away from you. So this is the wrong object of love. And this is why I advise the young generation, be careful. Be careful when you love someone, there has to be compatibilities between you. Common grounds between you. If these common grounds are missing, then there would be no true love. That love is going to be a fake one. Fake one. Which goes away after a period of time. After you come back from honeymoon, you don't find that affection, that attachment to that person. Why? Because you did not choose the right person. The right person is where you share with him or her the same principles. In this life, there are things called principles and values. Human principles, human values. When someone does not believe in them and does not appreciate them, you can't live with that person. So be very careful. Some of these principles are honesty. You cannot live with a dishonest person. You cannot live with them. Some of them is sacrifice. You cannot live with someone who just loves himself and he does not believe in helping others and sacrificing his life for others. You can't live with that person. These are principles and values. So don't put your trust in the wrong person. Don't put your trust. That love is not is not being a positive one. That love is a negative love. Then loving them properly. Again, sometimes we expect too much from someone. Things that he cannot afford, you expect that from him. فاقد الشيء لا يعطي. Someone who doesn't have, or his capacity is limited, cannot give you unlimited. So don't over-expect from people. Expect according to their abilities. أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها. This is a parable in the Quran. Physically, it speaks about rain, how rain comes, and how these river beds, they contain the rain. Some of them are small, some of them are big, some of them are huge. Same thing with our hearts and emotions. Some people have a small heart, very small. He doesn't have capacity for two people. If three people get in, he throws one. He has to throw one out. Some, they have capacity for a bigger number of people. Some, they have the capacity for the world, the whole world. His heart is so big that encompasses all people, including his enemies. He doesn't hate his enemies too. Capacities. فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدَرِهَا قَدَر. Qadr means capacity. This is a parable that God gives. God says people are not equal. So don't sometimes expect from someone something that he cannot afford. He cannot give. Because this is his capacity. This is his limit. Because you're going to be disappointed. And that love is going to be a disordered love which invites all sorts of pathologies, all sorts of diseases, psychological, physical diseases. One of the major causes of depression today is when the husband and the wife are not together, are not mentally or spiritually together. It causes depression. Why? Because this love is the wrong love. It's the fake love. This is not the real love. Love has many pillars. One of them is to give, to sacrifice, to forgive, to protect that person. Even if you disagree with that person, it's your duty is to protect that person. If you want to celebrate Valentine's Day, keep these things in mind. These things are important to keep in mind. To pursue the positive love that builds you, you flourish. When you love and when you are being loved, it's like the food you eat. You flourish, you nurture yourself. And then, sometimes, some people try to get from a relationship, as I said, something that it lacks, it doesn't have. Someone loves his house, his property, his car, his money, his wealth. This is again not the right type of love. Sometimes you love the wrong person, the wrong human being, and sometimes you love the wrong objects. You think they are the right objects for your love. So you get attached to them. And they fail you because they are not humans. They don't have emotions. Your money does not have emotions. Your car does not have emotions. Your car is a vehicle that transports you from here to there, but it does not have an emotion. So when you are attached to your wealth, the wealth is going to fail you one day. That wealth is going to fail you. The wealth does not have a heart. The wealth is not loyal. The wealth is a material object. So don't expect something spiritual from a material object. Don't do that. Spiritual gain and comfort comes from a spiritual person. Even if the person becomes material, he would not be able to give you spiritual values. He won't. Therefore, there is disagreement. Someone who is not intellectual cannot nurture you intellectually. You get always deprived and hungry. And therefore they leave each other after a period of time. Last, the scholars, they teach us that the safest and healthiest type of love, if you want this love to last, it would not break, it would not cease, it would not expire, then base your love al-hubbu lillah, for the sake of God. When you love a person, be it your wife, your husband, your son, your neighbor, your friend, your cousin, your father, love him for the sake of God. Al-hubbu lillahi ta'ala. Not for material considerations. That love is everlasting. It would not expire. Because the capital of that love is not money, is not the makeup. Okay? Is not the food that your mother is cooking for you. So if she cooks food, you like her. If she doesn't, you hate her. It's not. They are not material objects. This love is for God. And God is eternal. And therefore, if your love is for God, who is eternal, your love is going to be eternal too. It would last forever. This is how love lasts. When we do it for the sake of God. Al-hubbu lillah. And if one day we don't like someone, again it is for the sake of God. وَالْبُغْضُ لِلَّهِ too. اللهم ارزقني حبك. This is one of the most beautiful du'as. So if you want to read the A'mal of Valentine's Day, this is one of the du'as. اللهم ارزقني حبك وحب. Instill in my heart, bestow upon me your love. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ. And also the love for those who love you. See, this is for God. You are doing it for God. Because they love God, they are with Him, therefore you love them too. وَحُبَّ مَا يُقَرِّبُنِي إِلَيْكَ. The third type. The first, حُبُّكَ. Bestow on me your love. Second, and those who love you also. So I love them. And third, وَحُبَّ مَا يُقَرِّبُنِي إِلَيْكَ. Everything that brings me close to you, make me love that thing. Any act, any behavior, any feeling that gets me closer to you. وَحُبَّ مَا يُقَرِّبُنِي إِلَيْكَ. Sometimes the dua gets me closer, sometimes the charity, sometimes visiting my parents. These noble acts make me love them and cherish them and take care of them. Mus'ab ibn Umair, one of the companions of the Prophet, whose father was wealthy and leader of his tribe. And the father was grooming the son to succeed him. But one day, Mus'ab came and he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he loved the Prophet. He fell in love with the Prophet. So he went back to his dad and he said to him, I have something important to share with you. I'm going to leave our tribe and go to Medina. The Prophet said, why? He said, because there is a man there. He speaks good. He invites us to do righteous things. I've never heard of this for the first time in my life. And I think he's right. The father said to him, but you are next in line to be the leader in my tribe if I die. And you're going to be my heir to the throne, to the wealth, to the prestige, to the... He said, listen, daddy, you are right, but I found the real wealth. I found the genuine wealth, so don't try to convince me to stay. So he left. The father said to him, since you leave, you have no right. If I die, I will disown you. You get no single penny from me. You have no privilege. He said, no, no problem. I found the real love. I will be in contact with you and my mother, because this is part of my, you know, religious duty. But I am going to join Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he came to Medina, he stayed in the masjid. The masjid at some point served as a motel for the homeless people, for those who don't have a place. The Prophet came to the masjid, he saw Mus'ab. He said to his companions, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ. I saw this man. بين أبويه يغذونه بأطيب الطعام والشراب. الله أكبر. I saw this man in his family, within his tribe. I saw him myself. His parents, they feeding him with the best food and a drink. He enjoyed the most extravagant lifestyle with his family. And now he's sleeping here on dust. فقد دعاه حب الله وحب رسوله إلى ما ترى. What made him to sleep on dust and relinquish and renounces the lifestyle, the rich lifestyle of his family and his parents? حب الله وحب رسوله. He fell in love with God and his apostle. So he's ready to leave everything behind him. Everything. Every comfort, every prestige, every privilege. And he's ready to sleep on dust in the mosque. This is the real love. When you love the right people, you are ready even to sacrifice your material life. Your material life. Because you found the real treasure. Allahumma arzuqni hubbak. وحب من يحبك وحب ما يقربني إليك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. إن شاء الله Thursday we're going to commemorate the second Fatimiyya, the second anniversary of the departure of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Thursday إن شاء الله. And from today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there is a conference at USC on Islamic psychology. And I'm going to speak tomorrow at the fifth session, tomorrow in the afternoon at USC. I don't have the address, you know, with me here available, but you can Google it. Islamic psychology at University of Southern California, inshallah. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. There is a request that we recite أمن يجيب المضطر for several people. So let's remember them at this.